Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
An Illinois appellate court has ruled that a woman hit by a foul ball at Wrigley Field can pursue a lawsuit against the Major League Baseball? Baseball. Dave, here to help us figure all this out is Rich Lenkoff from Bryce, Downey, and Lenkoff. You are a lawyer, are you not, sir?
That's what they tell me, John.
You are a lawyer. Indeed you are. Now, I didn't think you could sue Major League Baseball.
Well, so first of all, you could sue Major League Baseball. You could sue anyone anytime, right?
The question is
whether that lawsuit will survive. And you're right. Traditionally, those lawsuits would be rejected, dismissed by the courts because of what's called the baseball rule, which literally goes back to the beginning of the 20th century, that shielded Major League Baseball and their clubs from these kind of lawsuits. But recently, and as recently as this decision, courts have been chipping away at that decision for a couple of different reasons.
So this young person, person at any rate, was struck in the face by a foul ball during a 2018 Cubs game. A lawsuit was filed last year, said the ball knocked her unconscious, caused facial fractures, extensive damage to her teeth. She says she was hit because the stadium hasn't extended netting that protects fans from foul balls all the way down the third base line where she was sitting. Lots of folks I have absolutely no idea how many, but more than just a few have been hit by foul balls in Major League ballparks. I don't recall any lawsuits stemming from that. There might have been some settlements, but I don't have any proof of that. It seems that, as I understand it, Major League Baseball is claiming that if you look on the back of your ticket or something in tiny, tiny letters, there's like a disclaimer. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly true. So to answer your first question, there's about 1,800 people a year, according to one analysis, that are injured at baseball stadiums, which, you know, is a relatively small number when you consider average baseball attendance is, 30,000, 40,000 people, 162 games a year. So you're talking about a lot of people coming through the gates. That's not a huge number, and even smaller number are injured, seriously. But that being said, to answer your second question, yes, Major League Baseball prints tickets. The Cubs printed this ticket, and this young lady says that she did not read the fine print on the back of the ticket, like most people do, right? And on the back of that ticket, if you read it, there is a warning on there that tells you that you are entering the game at your own risk, and that there is a risk of flying balls or flying bats. And also, it directs you to an arbitration provision. Now, this is the key to the case, one of the keys, because the Cubs assert that because she inherently entered into that arbitration agreement by agreeing to its terms, then she should not be able to sue Major League Baseball and the Cubs, that she should instead be subject to an arbitration, which is, of course, not, it's different from a trial. It's not before a jury. So that's what
the arbitration could decide in her favor, though. Is that right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It could, but you don't have the potential to see the kind of damages you do in before a jury.
Okay.
So arbitrations are much quicker, and they're generally far less generous than a jury would be if they fine for you.
I find it hard to believe that a baseball fan doesn't know that bats and balls can fly just about anywhere. I mean, how is that not known by somebody who goes to baseball games? Forget what it says on the ticket. I mean,
I agree.
Look at the architecture. Look at the architecture. I mean, here's you, here's the plate, here's this, here's that. Who says one can't end up with the other? I mean, gosh, if there had been a third base netting, would there have been, come on, somebody help me, the infamous Cub catch off of the third base, actually that was the first base, no, that was third base, yeah, Steve Bartman leaned over. Now, if he'd had the netting in place, would he have been able to make that catch? Who knows? Oh, well, that's history. So what do you predict for this? What do you predict for this lawsuit? How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I read the decision today by the appellate court. It's a really well-written decision. Here's the reality, John. The lawsuit, the appellate court's decision really sets forth basically a common-sense argument that courts have avoided for years. And when you read the decision, you realize, yes, you're right in that spectators should be attributed with some degree of contributory fault. On the other hand, this idea for years and decades that shielded Major League Baseball and Cubs because they expect you to know what you're getting yourself into by putting this fine print on the back of a ticket is kind of ridiculous, right? It just doesn't make a lot of common sense. And the court spells it out in very accessible terms. You know, they say, listen, when you're walking into a baseball game and the commotion outside Wrigley Field, you're not expected to read that. You're not expected to go on your phone, type in an address, look up the arbitration clause. It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it, and it really is. So I think the decision for the first time sort of attacks this, you know, idea from the early 20th century that you should know all of the terms of this intricate legal document simply by walking in a stadium with a ticket. So I think that might be the trend going forward, that courts may not necessarily allow these lawsuits to go forward, but they'll at least analyze it from a common sense approach.
Well, yes, and I think you just said the two words there, common sense. That was what I was referring to anybody who's ever watched baseball. I mean, you just know that that's something that could happen. You hope that it doesn't, but I mean, that's why people bring baseball gloves to the park so they can catch a ball if it comes their way. I mean, haven't we seen that a million times? Well, thank you. We'll see where jurisprudence heads. Because now they can pursue the lawsuit, and that should be wrapped up probably, with what, 15 years from now? I'm not sure when, but a while. Thank you very much for being with us, Rich, and shedding some light on that.